An interviewer asked Bill, "What would you recommend for an artist just starting out? What do they need to get better, to improve?" Bill responded,
"I think paint a lot, because a lot of trouble is you don't know the material, you don't know the paint and the nature of paint. The paint can break you and paint can make you. The wet and wet is a funny animal, because you paint into other color, and that makes mud usually. A lot of artists are mud makers. See, and I created the paint but will not make mud, because you paint on top of paint. And that is a wonderful thing."
Most paint made today is not the thick, rich paint Bill used during his career. Manufacturers have designed today's paint for a different style of painting. The paint is softer, full of oil. You can see this for yourself. Take a tube of paint and staple it upside down on a piece of stiff cardboard. Loosen the top of the tube so it just stays on the tube. Within a few weeks, you'll begin to see oil streaming down the cardboard. These soft paints will not allow you to stack the colors like Bill does in his videos. The softer paint mixes with the bottom layer of paint becoming mud, or the top layer of paint slips and slides over the bottom layer. This makes it difficult to highlight or blend colors. At the beginning of Bill's career, there was no paint on the market that worked with his style of painting. Bill would squeeze tubes of oil paint onto newspaper so that it would absorb the oil. Bill struggled for many years to find the right manufacturer for his paint. Bill even lost his home in the process. What other artist would have sacrificed so much for his students? Bill never compromised the quality of his paint, and neither will we. We are proud to continue Bill's legacy.